Welcome to the Lucid As podcast, where I explore everything, because I believe in the infinite, unbounded potential within each of us. This is Shelley, a fellow seeker and a lover of life's mysteries. I invite you to join me and explore your uncharted depths. This episode is for highly curious folks, those who are intrigued and fascinated by mysteries, mysteries hidden within our everyday experience. One such mystery is the interplay of energy and matter. What do I mean by this? The interplay of energy and matter. E equals mc squared. This is Einstein's equation. The E in the equation means energy. The M in the equation means mass. And the C is a constant number. So Einstein's equation is read: energy equals mass multiplied by a constant number squared. Again, energy equals mass multiplied by a constant number squared. Okay. So what is mass? Mass is how dense a thing is. Steel is very dense. Clouds are not dense. And air is between steel and clouds in density. That's why steel falls through air and clouds float on air. Again, mass measures density. This may sound like weight, but it isn't. Because the mass of an object is constant. It contains the same amount of matter, no matter where it is. If a cube of steel is on the Earth, or on the Moon, or spiraling into a black hole, the mass remains the same because matter is constant throughout the universe. Let me begin again. I'm going to be redundant in this episode because these concepts are tricky for me, and I want to make sure I'm not confusing myself, nor you. E equals mc squared. Energy equals mass multiplied by a squared constant. This is Einstein's equation, and one of the great things about equations is that they are true whether we read them forward or in reverse. Read forward, this equation says, if we have energy, we have mass. Read reversed, this equation says, if we have mass, we have energy. This is the interplay of energy and matter, E equals mc squared. I've talked about the E in the equation, which is energy. I've talked about the M in the equation, which is mass. But I haven't spoken about the C in the equation. C is a constant number. We call this constant number the speed of light. The speed of light is a huge number. And in this equation, it's squared. If you square the speed of light, you get a colossal number. The speed of light squared is the number 9. Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 zeros. I don't even know what that number is. But what I do know is that when we have a colossal number with 10 zeros in our equation, then we have a ton of energy, regardless of how small the mass may be. Let me repeat that. When we have a colossal number with 10 zeros in our equation, then we have a ton of energy, regardless of how small the mass may be. This is important because today I'm talking about tiny amounts of mass having immense energy. I'm talking about tiny amounts of mass having immense energy. Let's start by talking about energy, specifically the energy of the brain. Each time we use our brain, it creates and emits energy. This energy can be detected by scientific instruments, and scientists measure the brain's energy every day. They measure the energy of concentration, memorization, meditation, and basic thought. Given Einstein's equation, E equals mc squared, if we have energy, we have mass. Let's apply this equation to the energy the brain creates when it thinks a thought. E is for the energy created by the brain through thought. C is the constant number we call the speed of light. And M is mass, which is unknown. But given the other two variables in the equation, we can solve for M, for the mass. We can solve Einstein's equation for M. We can calculate the mass of a thought. Again, we can solve Einstein's equation for M and calculate the mass of a thought. Wow, that's a powerful statement. And even though I'm the one who just said it, I still sometimes think that thoughts don't matter. I mean, they're invisible, so maybe they aren't real. But if Einstein is right, thoughts have mass. They are real. Einstein proved that if we have energy, then we have mass. We know the brain emits energy all the time, with every thought. So that energy must have mass. And mass contains matter. And matter? Well, it matters. It builds the universe. Wait a second. What did I just do? I applied Einstein's equation to the brain, E equals mc squared. Einstein's equation says, if we have energy, we have mass. Thoughts have energy, therefore, thoughts have mass, even though I might not be able to see the mass of a thought. I think it's like flying through a cloud. I can't see the tiny water droplets, but I know they're there. They create the mass of the cloud. Maybe the same is true of thoughts. Maybe there are tiny droplets of matter, too small to see, which create the mass of a thought. Could this be true? I believe so, but I have only my personal experience to stand upon. So, in order to go further, I need a favor from you. Suspend disbelief. Just for fun, suspend disbelief and play with possibility. Let's go beyond the limits of scientific instruments and trust our organic instruments. Currently, we don't have scientific instruments sensitive enough to detect the tiny, minuscule mass of a thought. But we do have organic instruments sensitive enough to detect the tiny, minuscule mass of a thought. You are one of those precious organic instruments. I am one of those precious organic instruments. I can detect the mass of a thought. I may not be able to calculate a specific number for the mass of a thought, but I can detect different masses between thoughts. I can detect when a thought is dense, like a thought of loss or longing. I can detect when a thought is spacious, like a thought of joy or belonging. Some thoughts feel like rocks. Other thoughts feel like butterflies. And that's not all. My organic instrument can detect more than mass. Let's return to the equation. E equals mc squared. E is for energy. I can detect the energy of a thought, even before it has mass, before it has any characteristics of the physical realm. For me, I detect the energy of thought as vibration. Vibration. The vibration of a thought may be slow, like a low G note. The vibration of a thought may be rapid, like a high C note. The vibrations of thought are very subtle. They are far more subtle than my normal everyday brain recognizes. Only in deep meditation do I recognize my thought vibrations. Now, before I continue, allow me to digress. I want to point out that I'm saying two different things at the same time. I'm saying that energy and mass are equal. I'm also saying there's an interplay between energy and mass. So which is it? Are the two equal, or are they playmates? Well, both. They are equal. Einstein's equation proves this. But part of Einstein's equation is speed, namely the speed of light. The speed of light is so fast, it's nearly instantaneous. Except it's not. There is a teeny tiny gap between energy and the creation of mass. There is a teeny tiny gap between energy and the creation of mass. This is due to the speed of light. When we apply this to the brain, there is a teeny tiny gap between the energy of a thought and the creation of that thought into mass. There is a teeny tiny gap between the energy of a thought and the creation of that thought into mass. This gap is so tiny that to my everyday brain, it goes unnoticed. Only in deep meditation do I experience this gap, because only in deep meditation do I experience the vibration of thought. Let me describe this. I'm sitting very quietly. I feel things I don't normally notice. I feel a vibration arise in my mind. No words, just a vibration. And then I feel the vibration take form. I feel it become matter. I feel its mass and physical characteristics. I feel the vibration become a thought. I hear words in my mind. Let me describe that again. I'm sitting very quietly. I feel things I don't normally notice. I feel a vibration arise in my mind. No words, just a vibration. And then I feel the vibration take form. I feel it become matter. I feel its mass and physical characteristics. I feel the vibration become a thought. I hear words in my mind. It's like feeling a vibration in my brain almost instantly become words. This is hard to describe, but there is a fraction of time where I feel the vibration of thought, the energy of a thought, before it becomes matter. This is the mysterious interplay of energy and matter. Let's return to the very beginning. I invited you to explore one of the greatest mysteries of life, the interplay of energy and matter, E equals mc squared. After that invitation, where did we go? We explored the relationship of energy, mass, and the speed of light. We explored the use of scientific instruments to detect the energy of the brain. We applied Einstein's equation to the energy of the brain. We suspended disbelief, and we discovered something intriguing. Thoughts have energy, Energy has mass. Mass has matter. Matter builds the universe. Matter is what we see, touch, taste, smell, feel. I can feel my thoughts. Sometimes they're so heavy they drag me down, down into places no person should ever go. And this is why I speak these words, to remind myself, to caution myself, because I don't always have good mental habits. Before we continue, I'd like to walk through this one more time. Scientific instruments detect the energy of thought. Einstein's equation proves that if we have energy, we have mass. So, if thoughts have energy, then thoughts have mass. Mass has matter. Matter builds the universe. This line of reasoning leads us to thoughts are matter and they build the universe. Why do I bother explaining this concept? My answer is very selfish. It's to remind myself thoughts are real. They have energy, they have mass, they have matter, and they matter. I believe my thoughts are seeds of creation, and I know what seeds do. They grow. Seeds grow into wheat or daisies, maybe a laurel or a towering redwood. Seeds grow into whatever they are created to be, and this holds true for seeds in my mind. A joyful thought seeds joy. A loving thought seeds love. But I'm not always good at sowing healthy seeds in my mind. In fact, some days I'm terribly horrible. I shudder to think if anyone heard my thoughts on those days. But I am learning. I'm learning. And when I stumble, I tried to be playful because this is such a mysterious journey. I understand very little. I mean, I only believe in one universal truth, that of change. Other than change, this journey seems to be one of personal truths. Yet even those change. So I try not to take them too seriously. And I invite you to do the same with my thoughts today. They are nothing more than musings. They are simply my current understanding of the brain, of thoughts as energy, and energy as creation. Today is just an exploration, or maybe an excavation, or maybe a planting and sowing, maybe a scattering of seeds for future possibilities, but nothing serious, because I'm just a gardener. A gardener playing with the seeds of life. And so, with equations and energy, with mass and matter, and all that matters, I bid you farewell. Thank you for exploring with me on the Lucidess podcast. It is my hope that you discovered new wisdom within yourself and are inspired to live your unique strokes of genius.